Kultur um 5.
Amelia Baker, Künstlernum Cinderwell, als eine amerikanische Singer-Songwriterin, die musikalisch aufhängt, sind auf den Alben von der kalifornischen Anarcho-Folk-Band Blackbird Rome zu hören. Für ihren Interesse und traditioneller Musik zu verdeven, als sie an Irland geplündert, wo ihre Solo-Folk-Projekt Cinderwell geboren ist. Und hat der Woche in Dünsten hat sie am Ratelach zuerst ein Konzert gespielt und Nicola Kalmes hat ihr nun Konzert ein paar Fragen gestellt.
Your music makes me want to start smoking again.
Ah, yeah. Good. Smoking what?
Smoking cigarettes.
Okay, yeah.
When people come up to you after the show, what's a description of your music that stuck with you?
I don't know. It's always very moving when someone says that they cried. That's always like a very high compliment, so... Yeah, but descriptions, they're usually pretty strange.
Yes?
Yeah. Like, sometimes people just, list off a bunch of names that I don't know, and I go, thank you so much. But, yeah.
You played two covers, one of which a cappella. How do you decide which songs to cover?
There was, like, a bunch of years of my life where I was really, really interested in traditional music. So I was always trying to find something that maybe one of my friends hadn't recorded yet, but also something that just resonates. And I find that, both of the songs I did, Wandering Boy and The Cuckoo, I just felt like I could relate to them. Sometimes traditional songs feel very old and like these relics. And then other times they feel like we can still kind of insert ourselves into the narrative and it makes sense.
The Cuckoo is a... Watch out about men kind of song?
Yeah, The Cuckoo is women... I imagine it being a woman narrator telling another younger woman never to love a man. And there's lots of versions of it. But the one I got was from Jean Ritchie. She was a Kentucky singer, recorded by Alan Lomax. And she plays it... In the recording I heard, she plays it on this dulcimer... But the riff sounds like a very metal riff, so I ran with that.
Technique, your singing technique is pretty incredible. Where did you learn to sing like that?
I just sang. I don't know. I never took lessons or anything. I think I'm influenced by Irish and Appalachian singing, but mostly I just, tried to do my own thing and not worry too much about sounding like anyone else or not sounding like anyone else. Or I think it's nice to not get overly trained.
It's not easy not to sound like anybody else, to find you, to develop a style.
I think it's okay to sound like somebody else too. Like, as long as you're not trying, it's okay if you end up like, we can't do everything completely unique, but we can just try to be as close as we can to what we're trying to do.
You mentioned you lived in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
I remember an interview with Kurt Cobain expressing the fact that he had a spiritual awakening when he was in Ireland touring, only to discover later that his ancestors hail from Ireland. How does geography influence you musically and perhaps spiritually, if there's something akin to that?
I mean, my ancestors are not from Ireland. I wouldn't say I've had spiritual awakenings, but I've definitely had some very drunken, wandering the hills of Donegal spiritual experiences. I think it just influences me that it's kind of subconscious, I guess. And some of my songs, I write about imagery of places I've been or places I imagine. And when I was in Ireland, I was very... influenced by the music and just kind of like the feeling of the place. And sometimes that was nature and sometimes that was like, a dirty alleyway in a town.
You have what rappers would call lyrical prowess.
Cool.
What lyric that you wrote are you most proud of?
There's a line in the last song I played from Behind the Curtain. It's like I'm talking to like a ancestor and I'm saying like, you did all this stuff to like make life okay for us, and I'm here to tell you that the world is epic and wrong and we are called many things and at the whims of what we're called.
Where's the rest of the tour bringing you?
I played one show in Utrecht, and then here tonight in Groningen tomorrow, and then I'm in Tilburg for Roadburn.
That's a lot of driving as well.
Well, I just did a tour with Paul Bear where we went from like the south all the way to California, so I feel like 4 hours today. I was like, oh, we got this. This is nothing.
A lot of acts experience what some people call touring fatigue. What do you do to avoid the feeling of going through the motions should you experience something like that?
It's very real. What do? I mean, you just have to... All you can really hope for is that you have some moment while you're playing that you actually are connecting to your... I mean, ideally to the audience, but, like, almost more importantly to your own music. And, yeah, I do a lot to, like, try to stay healthy and okay. But, yeah, I try to just stay very grateful that, you know, I get to do this. Like, if I try to remember, like, I get to play music for people, and because sometimes it feels obviously tiring, but, yeah, try to remember, like, what a gift that is. And there's nothing else I'd rather do, so even when it gets kind of shitty, it's like, all jobs are shitty. This one is shitty, but also amazing.
Connecting with your own music, and potentially with you, because it's very emotionally taxing to play these songs every night, right? Did you have that moment today?
I did, yeah. I had a very tired day, honestly. It's like, I only flew in a few days ago, so it's like you're kind of battling jet lag and tour fatigue, but yeah, I definitely did. And it's always, there's one thing that's cool about playing alone is that you, I mean, I guess it's the same if you play with a band, but I get to push and pull the songs a bit and change them. It doesn't, you know, I'm not going to screw up the drummer or something. So yeah, I feel like I did a few things tonight that I hadn't sung it that way before, and it keeps me on my own toes.
Der Nicola Kalm ist am Gespräch mit der amerikanischen Singer-Songwriterin Amelia Baker alias Cinderwell nur ihrem Konzert am Rattelach den letzten Dünsten. Und Rattelach könnt ihr übrigens abschreiben als gute Adresse von der Gare Folkmusik Lautstadt. Und anderem hat heute Abend sollten den kanadischen Duo Fire and Smoke spielen. Der Konzert geht leider nur leer, weil da also wollt den Abend an Rattelach gehen. Dann halte ich eure Motivation für den nächsten Folkkonzert am Rattelach, weil ihr könnt bestimmt am 100,7 so nicht natürlich auch bescheid. Wann so etwas soll kommen, weil am ersten dann auch ein Titel für Cinderwell an den heute nicht Two Heads Grey mehr.
Crick in the side of the frozen moon is a lake the size of our sunken room. We weathered the night in a drunken crew. Another trick in the tide.